You're listening to A Quiet Provincial Town, The Mysteries of Villa Brandi by Stefano Vignaroli. Foreword. Police Commissioner Caterina Ruggieri is a quick-witted, brilliant and courageous woman. She is the mother of a beautiful little girl named Aurora and loves to spend the evenings in the company of Stefano, her constant companion. But under this facade of an ordinary woman hides an enterprising and adventurous heroine, always ready to take on new investigations, like the one that sees her directly involved during the inauguration of Villa Brandi, an 18th-century residence in the March region purchased by a famous international football coach, in a bombing attack masterfully carried out by a nameless and faceless enemy. It is the beginning of a new adventure, which will drag the irrepressible commissioner into an endless enigma, which even has its roots in the ancient Masonic lodges. With The Mysteries of Villa Brandi, Stefano Vignaroli writes a novel that, better than any other, traces the contours of a mysterious and fascinating Jesi. Colours, sounds, images and scents are condensed into a book that has the flavour of history and a tinge of the arcane. From the 3rd century BC to the present day, a breathtaking thriller that is full of emotions and memories. And when you have finished reading it, at the exact moment when you turn the last page, you cannot help but reevaluate the charm of our country. Filippo Munaro. You're listening to A Quiet Provincial Town, The Mysteries of Villa Brandi by Stefano Vignaroli. Chapter 1, Prologue. August 2009. Caterina. The long weekend of Ferragosto had passed quickly, and on the morning of the 17th I found myself on the Ancona-Genoa flight again to return to my place of work, immersed in my thoughts once more. It had been lovely to spend 2 whole days with Stefano, making plans for the future, talking about ourselves and the child we were expecting, and exchanging the affection we feel for each other. In the short time I'd been in Liguria, my partner had changed his lifestyle, and I'm not talking about just his passion for music. He had left his room in the clinic to move to a farmhouse a few kilometres away. It was a wonderful place, immersed in the green hills of the March region. The house was cosy and tastefully decorated in perfect rustic style. A fireplace, standing proudly in the living room, would warm the cold winter evenings. By passing through a large courtyard, ideal for spending summer days and evenings outdoors, you reached the stables, where there were already 2 horses and a pony. A little further on were the kennels for the dogs, 2 of which were already occupied by a Great Dane and a Gordon Setter. The farmhouse bordered a small wood at the rear and cultivated fields on the other sides. "It's wonderful," I said to Stefano while we were in the courtyard enjoying the colours of a beautiful sunset. "Too bad I won't be able to enjoy this place with you for very long." "Oh, not necessarily. You could ask to be closer because of your pregnancy. And anyway, from the moment you start maternity leave, you'll come here, and there's no way I'll let you leave until our son has grown quite a bit. We'll ride the 2 horses, but the pony is reserved for the little guy." "Or little girl, why do you only talk about a boy?" Smiling and joking, Stefano took me by the hand, led me quickly to the stable, untied the horses, and, without even saddling them, invited me to hop onto the mare, while he mounted the mail. The horses were docile, and it was easy to ride them even without saddle and harnesses. All this reminded me of the times when, as a young girl, I often competed with him to get the best horse in the stable we frequented, bearing the unfortunate animals along tracks and dirt roads clinging to its mane. Great times! Of course I would have loved to live my life there with Stefano, but how could I have been able to do that with my work? I loved my work, and I wouldn't have swapped it for anything in the world. On Monday morning Stefano had accompanied me to the airport, staying close to me until the call for boarding. Saying goodbye was really